Hello, people of the outside world. This is Emily and Elt coming to you once again from our mother's basement. I did look up noise ordinances for our city, and I will quote that there's no formal time at which noise becomes illegal, which means that if we're too noisy at any time, we could get into trouble with the law. And I can't get into trouble with the law again. So,
oh, I totally read that differently because I thought no time meant that at any time you could be noisy.
Oh, I'm going to look further into this whole cymbal and drum kit thing and get back to you folks.
We should call our representatives again. I think they like to hear from us.
Yeah.
They do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we've only called them like four times this. Oh, today. We've only called them four times today.
Yes.
We should call them more.
We're on a first name basis for their security. Not to brag.
Not to brag. It's important to have relationships with people in office.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Speaking
of authority figures.
Do you want to talk about the book that we're going to talk about today?
Yes, we are going to talk about the Spy School series, which written by Stuart Gibbs. And I am very excited with it. I don't read a lot of middle grade. That's more Emily's thing. But
yeah.
I don't remember why I picked it up. I picked it up and I'm having so much fun with it. Even though it's middle grade, so you do have to suspend belief a little bit because it's enough that, like, guess it could happen, but it can't really happen.
Yeah. But it's like a lot of spy stories when things, you know, people can all of a sudden do, like, martial arts. Not, like, real spies, but it's someone accidentally becomes a spy and they can suddenly do martial arts. And you're just like, oh, yeah, because this is a spy story and that's what happens.
Yeah. In general, so overall what this is about a kid. His name is Ben Ripley, and he gets picked up to go to the super secret CIA spy school. And it talks about he has a nemesis that he ends up, because there's an evil organization called Spider, all in caps lock. And they're trying to recruit him for some reason. And that's his main nemesis is Murray Hill. And there's this girl who's supposed to be the super spy who's better than everybody else, and that's Erica Hale. And I don't know, a bunch of other characters. We don't have to go into all of them now. But the reason why we kind of did have to mention that is because it talks about how from the beginning, I think Erica's about 2 years older than Ben, but he has a massive crush on her. And it talks a lot about the crushes are spoken about a lot. Just the idea of girlfriends are spoken about a lot because, oh, that kind of pushed our romance rating to one, to a whopping one because of that. Language is all clean, very middle grade appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And violence is actually, we give it a 1.5 because there is talk of explosives and guns and weapons. And there's actually some references to some guys getting shot.
And ninjas.
And ninjas. There are ninjas. There are ninjas. And I think there are some guys who actually get killed, but they don't. It's kind of, everything happens in passing, all the violence. And even when someone gets beat up and like, oh, I got knocked out or whatever, like it's still in passing.
Yeah.
He doesn't sit on any of it. He doesn't... I say abuse. He doesn't abuse the violence in it, even though it is spy school stuff.
But it's totally within context.
And it's all saving the day. Yeah.
It's like a superhero movie. There are going to be explosions. There are going to be super cool punches. But that's just, you can't do spy school without some cool spy fights happening.
Yeah. I just think overall it's just fun.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would just say about it. It's not the best literary book you're ever going to pick up.
But that's the thing about middle grade. Like we were talking about before with a few episodes ago about young adult and how young adult as opposed to adult really sometimes makes you think and brings up these big questions of morality or what would you do in this situation. Middle grade is fun. It takes a story. It is escapism. It's a lot of times silly. And what more do you need? Especially what, middle grade is 8 to 12 years old?
Yeah. And even though 8 to 12 is a big difference, I think an 8-year-old can read this and a 12-year-old can read this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because sometimes they middle grade and it's 8 to 12 and it's really not for 8-year-olds sometimes, and sometimes it's just not appropriate for 12-year-olds either.
That's true.
Can be too young for them or whatever. But I think this hit its target demographic pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. I really enjoyed reading it.
Yeah, it's basically fun. And it's actually, the more you go in the series, I think I'm 4 books in. I have another 2 books and I think there's another book I don't have yet, and I just found out there's another book coming out. So it's very exciting. Right now I guess they're up to about 7 or 8 of them. And it's one of the very few middle grade that I've actually read and I'm keeping with. I think just because it hasn't bugged me too much yet, so that's why I'm sticking with it. Because it is for a younger audience.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the great things about middle grade is that, like, it's not political. It's not angsty.
Yeah.
It's not talking about big world issues. There's a kid. And it's maybe because it's for younger kids, it has to be a little bit more straightforward. There's a kid. He's in spy school. He's dealing with a bad guy.
Yeah, that's the good it. And evil is pretty straightforward also.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not too complicated.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting, though, because as the novel progresses, as the books progress, the series progresses, which is kind of, I guess this might be our closing idea even, but as the books progress, we find out that this one spy who's supposed to be like the ultimate, he's the coolest spy and everyone thinks he's so amazing. So we find out he's kind of a con artist because he kind of steals up credit from other people. But then as the book goes on, we meet his dad and we just find out how he's always wanted his dad's approval and he was never good enough for his dad. So it kind of became, he was sort of a loser, but in order to not be a loser, he just became someone who's just so over the top flashy and he always had to be so incredible just because he was trying so hard to impress his dad. And that was an interesting thing that he added in because it gives depth then to these adult characters that we see. And I was actually telling Emily before that I one time in my life rubbed shoulders with this screenwriter. His name is Aaron Mendelsohn. If anybody out there has ever seen any of the Air Bud films, and if you even know what I'm talking about, you've just dated yourselves. Sorry, it's true, especially if you know the first one.
That's true.
Well, they're from a while ago.
Yeah. But they're fun. You should look into them.
They're fun.
Yeah.
So he wrote the first one, and I don't know if he wrote the ones that followed. I actually didn't watch the ones that follow. But I once met him at some sort of networking thing, and then afterwards I emailed him. And this is the entirety of our interaction with each other. I haven't seen or spoken to him since. But he told me, I said, you know, what's a good tip about writing for a younger audience? And I'll quote him directly. He told me that he thinks that writing three-dimensional adult characters is always a good idea, not only to round out your characters, but to give the parents and adults in the audience something to relate to. Here, obviously, he was talking about specifically film. But he said, I think that movies with kid protagonists that capture, along with the pain and awkwardness of childhood, some of the magic and wonder as well work best. Then he wrote, but that's just me. But I think that's pretty spot on. You do want to have the magic and the wonder of childhood. You also want that excitement of imagination, that like, wow, I could be a spy and save the world and that kind of stuff, and not get into the fact like, can a kid this age really be a spy? Like, that's not for middle grade.
Yeah.
And then yeah, rounding out your adult characters just also, it adds more depth all around. And you can also, now we can understand why that spy was behaving the way he was behaving, because we just see he's trying to impress his dad. Also, because his daughter's like a super spy, so.
She's pretty cool.
She is pretty cool. Oh, that's another thing the girl is like the coolest spy in the school without it being like, girls, girls, girls can do this, girls can do that. It just naturally weaves it in.
Yeah.
That's kind of refreshing. Yeah. So I don't want to be preached to.
No. Plus, every time you have to prove to me that girls can be cool, it's sort of revealing something that, like, you have to say instead of just accepting, yes, women can do things that men can do.
And we know that because we took over the basement.
Yes. But someone is taking a shower, Mom, and you can probably hear it. So we should probably shine off because our mother likes to take really long showers. She says it cleanses her from after she hangs out with us. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
But it's probably interrupting the noise. So until next time, folks.
Bye.